प्यारे से वतन में, ओ ओम शांति।
क्षमा करने वाले संपन्न बच्चों को देख रहे हैं।
टुडे बाप दादा इज सीइंग all his children everywhere who are filled, who are overflowing with all the treasures. Also along with that, Bap Dada is was seeing the result of the treasures of all the treasures which the children had accumulated. You have received so many imperishable treasures from Bap Dada already. The biggest treasure of all is the wealth of knowledge. Through which you have achieved mukti and jivan mukti. You have become free, or you have been freed from the old body and the old world. And are in a stage of liberation in life. Ready to return to the land of liberation. So all the children have achieved this treasure, but it is not only one treasure of knowledge. It's not only the treasure of knowledge, but along with that is also the treasure of yoga. Through which all the powers are attained. Along with that, the treasure to inculcate virtues, the treasure of inculcating virtues, through which you have attained all the through which you attain all the virtues, And along with that, the treasure of service, through which you attain the treasure of blessings, the treasure and the treasure of happiness. Along with that, the biggest treasure of all, is the treasure of the confluence age, that is the treasure of time. Because in the whole kalpa, it is only this confluence age which is the biggest and the most valuable treasure of time. At this confluence age, every thought or every moment is invaluable, is most valuable, because it's only at the confluence age when the sweet meeting takes place of the father and the children. In no other age, God the Father and His godly children meet. Also, it is this confluence age in which you receive all the treasures from Bhaktada. It is only the confluence age, which is the time to accumulate all the treasures. In no other age can will you be able to accumulate the treasures, because there isn't a bank at any other time to accumulate. But it's only at the confluence age, it's only at this time when you can accumulate as many treasures you wish. To accumulate and the importance of the confluence age is that in one birth you can accumulate for many, many births. Therefore, this small age is very important. It has a great importance. And also, the treasures are given, are received by the children, by all the children from the father. The father gives these treasures to all his children, but then each one is able to accumulate the treasures only on the basis of his efforts he makes. The bestower father is one, and he gives the treasures equally to all at the same time. But when it came to imbibing the treasures, what did Bab Dada notice? Baba noticed that even though Baba gave it equally to everyone, but in imbibing it, each one got it according to his effort he made. Because in order to imbibe the treasures, first of all, you can get the fruit only on the basis of your efforts. Secondly, to stay content and to be able to give contentment to all, or to make others contented. Therefore, how much you're able to accumulate the treasures depends on this, to what extent you are content and are able to make others content. And the third aspect is service, because through service, all the souls get happiness, and therefore the treasure of happiness can be achieved by you through service. First of all is your own efforts. Second, to what extent the effort of making everyone contented, and the third, the effort of service. By these three ways, you can accumulate the treasures. For accumulating treasures, for coming in contact and relationship. The first thing needed is to consider to have the feeling of an instrument, nimit bhav. Second, to be modest, humble. And the third, to be giving good wishes and having pure feelings for all. So there's a need of all these three for accumulating treasures. If whilst doing service or whilst coming in contact and relationship all these things are there, then you are easily able to accumulate the treasure of charity and blessings of others. Therefore Baba was seeing each one's account. And what did Baba notice while seeing everyone's account? All the children everywhere were number wise. The father is one and he gives everything at one time. But in accumulation of all what Bap Dada gives, there are three types of children. One type of children are those who get the treasures, they use the treasures, they accumulate but then also use the treasures and then finish them. So they get, they use, they accumulate, and finish. So these are the first ones. And the second ones are those who get the treasures, who use the treasures, accumulate the treasures, and pay attention to the treasures. And this way, increase the treasures. Because what is the method for increasing the treasures? The method for increasing the treasures is whatever treasures you have received, those treasures according to the need of the hour, according to the situation, those treasures have to be used. Those who use the treasures according to the situation, they can change that adverse situation through their stage. So those who are able to do that, are able to change the situation through their stage, their treasures increase. But then those who are not able to use the treasures at the right time according to the situation, then their treasures don't increase. Therefore, ask yourself whether I am able to use the treasures either for myself or for others. in time, according to the situation, or not. Because as much you use those treasures according to, as much as you use those treasures, your treasures will increase accordingly. By using the treasures, you gain experience and thereby become an authority of experience. So this authority keeps adding, this experience keeps adding in your stage of an authority of experience. Therefore, check within and ask yourself, are my treasures, am I accumulating treasures within me, and also am I using those treasures at the right time and thereby increasing my treasures and thereby is my authority of experience increasing? Because the biggest authority of all is the authority of experience. This authority of experience is highly praised, or it is praised the most of all, the authority of experience. Therefore, each one of you have to increase your account, and therefore you have to check this, because now the time is to check, and thereby it is a time to, and still there is time to increase in your accounts. You still have a chance to increase. And later on, even this chance will finish. Whether at that time when the chance is finished, even if you try to increase your account, you will not be able to do so. Because Bap Dada has noticed that when you receive the treasures, you do take them with great joy, and you also try to assimilate them, to accommodate them within you. But then when you receive the treasures, it is through the Murli that you receive the treasures, then two types of children are created. One are those who only listen, and the others are those who accommodate, who merge within. Many children, they listen and they are so happy. Yes, I got so much, they say. But then to listen and then to absorb, to merge that within, there's a big difference between the two. Those who absorb or merge, they become experienced. Because whatever is absorbed and merged within, then that is used at the right time, at the time of need, and thereby it enables them to increase their treasures. But those who only listen, they do describe a lot and say, oh, it was very good, it was very good, it was very well spoken. Baba said something very nice. But without absorbing that and merging within, you cannot make use of it. Therefore, all of you should check, are you the ones who merge within you? Because even if little bit less is merged and you are not full within, then there will be an upheaval. There will be fluctuation. But if something is absorbed well and it is full, then there won't be any fluctuation, any upheaval, any disturbance. This is why today Bab Dada checked the treasures of everyone. You just heard, didn't you, that there are three types of children. So now check within yourself and find out, who am I? What am I? To increase the treasures means to be able to use the treasures at the time of need. The more you use the treasures at the time of need, the more your treasures will increase. Because whatever treasures you receive, you become the master of those treasures. And when you are the master, you can use those treasures whenever they like, whenever you like. It's not that the treasures will be used themselves, but you have to use those treasures. And the Father has given you these treasures in the form of inheritance. Therefore, to make the Father's treasures belong to you, for that each one has to pay attention to the self. Because as much full your treasure store is, that much full or complete your stage will be, and that will enable you to become unshakable and immovable, firm, stable. Bab Dada wishes from you that each and every child of his becomes complete. No one should be less. Because the chance which you receive now of accumulating the treasures, that is possible only at this time. This is why the saying is, if not now, then never. Because it's this confluence age. It's for this confluence age, this saying, if not now, then never. Now or never. This saying is only for the confluence age. In the future, you will receive the fruit of what you will receive only the fruit of what you accumulate now. But this is the time. Now is the time to accumulate. This is why each one has to see and check his treasures. The one whose treasure store is full with treasures, that one's, you know, from that one's eyes, face, activity, it can be visible. His face and activity. Will reveal as if it's like a blossomed flower. Bab Dada keeps watching every child's face and activity and sees to what extent every child is cheerful, from his eyes, to what extent there is spirituality visible on his face, how much smile is visible, and in his actions, and from his actions, the virtues, to what extent all these are visible from him. Therefore, each one should check itself. Bab Dada has this pure feeling for everyone that every child makes many souls full with all treasures, because today all the souls in the world wish to get some spiritual power. That's what every soul wishes to achieve. Some spiritual power, and the bestowers of spiritual power are you, the Brahmin souls. Because you are the holiest, the highest, and the richest souls of all. You are the holiest of all souls. You are more holy than any other holy soul. The way you souls are worshipped with the right method, no one else is worshipped in this way. Even whilst you are in your last birth, you souls are being worshipped to such a great extent that no other souls, not even the prophet souls or any other religious souls, are worshipped in this way. Worship in a very elevated way. Is of you only, though of other souls there are memorials, but then the worship is of you souls. Also, the treasures you accumulate are so many that you become the richest in the world. And therefore, as you become so rich that all the treasures you receive now will be so many that they will go on for 21 births. It is guaranteed. Because you have received them from the Father Himself in a form of an inheritance from the Father. Therefore, just as the Father is imperishable, immortal, so too the treasures which you receive from the immortal Father are also they also become imperishable. This is why you are the richest in the world, you are the holiest in the world. Baba speaking English words. You are the richest in the world, you are the holiest in the world. So, do all of you consider yourselves to be such servers according to the present time? The souls in the world what do the souls need? What do the souls of the world need? they want happiness, they want power, strength, and they want love. That's what they need. Happiness, strength, and love. Spiritual love is what they need. But then now, according to the need of the hour, it's you Brahmin souls who have to become bestowers to give that spiritual love to souls. Through your thoughts, through your words, through your thoughts, give them, donate to them powerful thoughts, pure thoughts, through your words, donate them spiritual knowledge, and through your actions, donate them divine virtues. Brahma Baba, at the end, gave three words in the form of gift to all of you. You remember those three words which Bhaktada gave to all the children as a gift? And if you are able to use those three words in service, Baba said, had said, you hope you remember, be incorporeal, be nirakari, nirankari, nirvikari. So Baba saying those three words are, may you be incorporeal, may you be egoless, may you be viceless. And if you are able to give these three to everyone, then you will be able to satisfy every soul. Through the mind, you have to be incorporeal. Through words, you have to be egoless. And through actions, you have to be viceless. Use these three words in service. Let the world receive some power, some happiness and joy through your power. You are the stars of hope for the souls of the world. Bhaktada sees all the children as the stars of hope, not just those souls from whom Baba has expectations, but he also knows that you will fulfill those expectations. Children's love always reaches the father. And which is the easiest method of making effort? There are different types of efforts, but which is the easiest effort to make? It is love. The easiest effort to make. Love finishes all labor. The labor is turned into love. Therefore, to have love for the Father is to make easy effort. When it comes to love, all of you will say, won't you, that you love the Father all the time, don't you? You won't say, we love the Father only sometimes. You will use the word all the time in this. So, those who think that they are always lost in the Father's love, in the ocean of love, are always lost in that. Those who think that they're always lost in the ocean of love, not the ones who just take a dip or just one dive, no, they're always absorbed and lost in the ocean of love. So those who think, are you sure? You understand what Papa is trying to say? Those who are absorbed fully and lost in the ocean of love, those who think in this way, they raise their hand. remember the word always. Underline this word always. Raise your hand, Baba wants to see. Always absorbed, lost in the Father's love. Always, always lost in the Father's love. Baba is looking everywhere to see whose hands are raised. So you have raised your hands very well. When Baba sees the raised hands, he's so happy. Why he's happy? Because you have kept the courage. Because even if it's something is less, then you'll remember it, won't you, that I raised my hand in front of Baba. Because Bap Dada has great love for each and every child. And everyone claps. Why Bap Dada has great love for each and every child? Because Bap Dada knows that each and every soul, each and every soul, has experienced being lost in the Father's love, And in this kalpa it is, it was in every kalpa before, and it will be the same in every kalpa henceforth. You have this intoxication, you have this happiness, that in every kalpa we claim this right from the Father of being lost in the Father's love. On seeing such souls who have this right, he gives the blessings from the heart. May you be tireless and keep on flying. This is the blessing Baba is giving to everyone. May you be tireless and keep on flying. Even if any situation comes, do not allow your self stage to fluctuate. Let your self stage be firm. Then in front of your self stage, the situation, the stage of others, or the situation outside will not be able to disturb you or change you or make you upset. Okay, Baba wants to know who has come for the first time. Raise your hand. All those have come for the first time. All the first timers, raise your hand. Yes, many come. Baba is looking around and seeing those who have raised their hand. There are not many in this group, but Baba says, on seeing, a Bhaktada is proud to see each and every child of his. And he says, "Wah, my children, wah." And everyone claps. Just as you sing a song in your heart, don't you? You say, "Wah, Baba, wah," automatically in your heart. You say, "Mera Baba, wah. My Baba, wah, you are so great, Baba." Similarly, even Baba sings a song in his heart for his children. Wah, every child of mine, wah. Because you children meet Baba after the whole kalpa. And each one of you is such a great soul in front of the world. Therefore Baba sings this song for each one of you. Wow! My every child, all of your Vava children, until Vava also means good children. Your good children, great children, your Vava children. So all of your Vava children until. So a sweet word, you know, in Hindi is Vava. So always remember that we are Vava Bacche, very good children. Although we are effort makers, but we are Vava children, good children, great children. We are Baba's Vava Bacche. And we will go along with Baba when we return home. You will not be left behind, won't you? Will you? You won't be left behind, will you? Bap Dada says to every child, that Baba makes you sit on his lap of love. Baba will make you sit on his lap of love and take you with him. Are you ready for that? Are you ready for that? Hope you won't stay behind or be left out on the way. You will go together with the Father. Why? Because you have made a promise and you are the ones who will fulfill the promise, won't you? So, now Bap Dada wishes that you emerge your angelic form whilst moving along make others experience your angelic form. Bap Dada told you about the drill, is it not? You do have the habit of changing clothes, don't you? So just as you change your physical dress, similarly, you change your clothes. Similarly, wear the angelic dress and experience your angelic form again and again. You like the angelic dress, don't you? Just as Brahma Baba is sitting in the subtle region in his angelic dress, similarly, all of you too, whilst moving along, experience yourselves to be in your angelic costume. Because only when you are in your angelic form will you be able to become a deity. Just as you remember the three forms of the Father, don't you? Father, teacher and Sadguru. The three forms, the three relationships with Baba. Similarly, remember your three forms. Brahmin, becoming an angel, and angel, becoming a deity. So Brahmin, angel, deity form. Remember these three forms of yours. Sometimes wear the dress of a Brahmin. Sometimes wear the dress of an angel. And sometimes the dress of a deity. If you are able to maintain these three forms, then you'll be able to set yourself on the seat of the knower of three aspects of time and act in that stage. So Bhaktada wishes from all of you that you stay with the Father all the time. Don't become alone. If you stay with the Father, only then you will go along with Him. If now you stay with the Father only sometimes, then how will you go along with Him when you have to return? You have love for the Father, don't you? Then how can you forget the Father whom you love? If there is love for someone, that one cannot be forgotten. During the whole day, keep practicing this. One moment a Brahmin, next moment an angel, next moment a deity. Okay. To all the children everywhere, who are full with all the treasures, who with their behavior, activity and their face are always serving through their face and activity, behavior, because you have made a promise that we will become world transformers and transform the world. So, whilst moving along, you are servers and therefore always on service. Therefore, to such world servers, world transformers, who fill everyone with the Father's treasures. To all such children everywhere, Bhaktadas, Yad Pyar, love, remembrance, and blessings from the heart, and Namaste salutations. Okay, what is to be done now? Seva turn is of Maharashtra, Andhra Pradesh, Bombay, Mumbai. All of you stand up. All those Sevadharis, they have got a very lovely crown and it's written on each crown, no problem. Have you noticed? No problem. Baba said it in one murli, no problem. Baba Singh, you've done, yeah. It's very good. Double foreigners don't stand, only Sevadharis of Maharashtra, Andhra and Bombay will stand. Baba Singh, you have done a good thing that each one is wearing a crown. Just as you have put no problem on your crown. So on behalf of everyone, Bap Dada is blessing all of you that may there be no problem. Thoughts, words, actions, seva, in everything, there should be no problem. In a second, let the problem be transformed. Let that problem be transformed in 1 second. Let it come as a problem, but then it be changed. In a second, see, the scene looks so beautiful. You can look behind and see, it's a beautiful scene of each one with a crown, and every crown written, no problem. So no problem in thoughts, words, actions, breath and everything, no problem. So to all those who have the crown, each one of you, all of you, the rest, we clap for them. Baba saying, see, look behind, see on the big screen, how beautiful it looks. To every child, whoever has made a determined thought that there is no problem, let each one of you stay, be like the Father. For that, Bap Dada congratulates you multi-million times for you having made this determined thought of saying no problem. Your name itself is Maharashtra. So Maharashtra means through your Mahan or great form who do service. Maharashtra. I can see a double foreigner standing on the screen. I don't know why he's standing. Maharashtra hasn't done any big program for a long time. You should invent something new and play a great role of service. Bap Dada remembers that Maharashtra played a very good part of inventing exhibition pictures, and those exhibition pictures are still being used, and they are doing service. So just as Ramesh Child, Baba Singh, became instrument for that. And till today, this memorial is there of exhibition pictures. So, Maharashtra has to do something new like that. Do something new. Just as those of Delhi have kept the courage. You know, on 28th and 29th, there's a very big program in Delhi. It's a big open ground. They are going to give the message either through the newspaper or through television, through the media. The message has to be given because no one should complain later on. So keep on doing something or the other, because the poor souls are understanding that spirituality is needed. They want peace, but they don't know the method for achieving peace. There is no one to give them that zeal and enthusiasm. This is why every zone has to keep on doing something or the other. Just as some or the other program keeps on taking place in Madhuban, similarly some or the other program should keep on happening everywhere. whether it's a program for Brahmins or the program for giving message or program, new program for self-progress. Because whenever there's a new program, then Bap Dada has noticed that whether in this land or in other lands, everyone does it with great enthusiasm and interest. Rameshbhai is saying that, Baba, tomorrow we have kept a meeting and we will do some big work, big program according to your inspirations today which you have given. I was saying it's good. You are doing it and you continue to do it. It is good. You will now make a new plan, won't you? And how long, in how much time will you do it? How many months do you need to prepare that? I was asking. So have a meeting amongst yourselves. Also fix a date. Because Delhi and Bombay, in both these places, there are very good Maharathi serviceable children. And now Baba has seen that in every zone too, there are many good serviceable children and they are increasing. There are many authorities who are able to make plans of service, whether it's a small zone or a big zone, but they have become very good serviceable souls. This is why now Baba Singh, do something grand. Make such a program in which all the zones do it at the same time and let it be announced through the media that in this place, that place, this particular place, that program is going on. Let it be one program done by all the zones in their own areas, the same program. And then let it be put in the newspapers that in this organization, in this area, this place, this program is going on. Let the addresses of all the centers, and let it be only one topic everywhere. And at the same time, one topic, and at the same time everywhere. And wherever they go, they should be able to read the same topic. Be in the program wherever they are. If this can be possible, can't it? It can be possible, no? I was asking. And even in foreign countries, the same, with the same title, this program can go on. Let the same program be everywhere. Baba, this saying that we have kept the theme for this year, experiencing God's blessings. So as you have, Baba, as you have said, we will keep this program everywhere and let them experience God's blessings and God's power, receiving God's blessings. Yes, yes, last year was experiencing God's powers and this year is receiving God's blessings. Baba is saying, whatever you discover, whatever topic you finalize, this topic is good. But still, come together, have a meeting and date, topic, and how to advertise it. And do publicity of it. Bhap Dada likes it. Whatever topic you'll So, whatever topic you'll keep, it Baba will like it. And Ramesh Bhai is saying in January we had a meeting of zone in charges and this topic was decided. Baba says good. Now everybody is actually wanting this. Before, whenever people used to hear about you, they would run away. But now they want to know more. Even the big VIPs are taking interest. So let this one sound spread everywhere. Wherever they go, they should be able to hear the same sound. Okay. Also, Baba is saying that very good expansion is taking place everywhere. Brahmins are increasing. Yes, they are number wise. But Bap Dada wishes that they become, that you become number one, not number wise. Maharashtra, do some new invention. And Maharashtra will do some new invention and spread the sound. Bap Dada is able to see good Maharathi, serviceable children. Even the teachers are taking good care of the centers wherever they are, and for that too, congratulations to them. Bap Dada is giving you multi-million times blessings for that, that you're taking good care of your centers. Okay, you may sit down.
Baba, start with two wings.
Two wings in this are in this wing. One is religious wing and the other is sports wing. Religious wing and sports wing. Sports wing and religious wing.
Gotcha.
So the youth, are they in the sports swing? They are waving the flag to Baba. Those of the sports swing create such a game that through games Baba's message is given. Create such a game, just as nowadays India is taking a good name. It's taking a name ahead in games, you know, cricket. India is coming up very much. So Baba is also saying that India is taking a good name in games. So create such a game through which they, you know, there in America, Baba was saying, they were flying kites, they flew kites, and through kite game, you know, many got Baba's message. So Baba is saying, similarly, prepare such a game so that through that game, Baba's message is conveyed. Did you understand? Prepare such a game. And these days, and in India, transport problem is very big. Every day so many accidents happen. So how to help to be saved from accidents? So that those who drive, they are very careful in driving. By teaching those who drive, the drivers, their mind becomes cool. They are able to concentrate better. For this you'll have to do service everywhere, because now this is the need of the hour. More and more accidents are happening. Therefore, show to the government that you can change, that how by doing this task the changes have come. Nowadays people want to see something in practical form. you have to create a group, prepare a group which shows to the government by becoming good examples. Then everyone's attention will be drawn towards you. You give courses, you also have programs, but prepare a group so that and how this group has changed. It now doesn't make accidents. Just like you prepare groups of these people, don't drink anymore, don't smoke anymore, so they have changed. Similarly, a group should go, should be brought in front of the government, who see that how they have changed completely. Bap Dada has noticed that those how villages are now able to grow vegetables without putting any fertilizers. But through yoga power, they are able to grow fruits and flowers in an organic way. They do it. Bap Dada heard that even in Abu it is being done, that they are growing vegetables and fruits in an organic way without the use of fertilizers and insecticides, because the government has this problem, is it not? So they get this help. The government is able to get this help from you. Similarly, every wing should prepare a practical proof. They do hear that this is being done, that is being done, but then there should be a group in a practical way who is able to approach the government. Every wing has done very good service. Service has expanded a great deal, and also everyone is kept busy in this way. But now Bap Dada wants that you are able to show some proof to every department of the government, in every ministry, there should be some practical proof, an example for every ministry to see, just as there's a proof of the CAD project, coronary artery disease regression. So there's a proof that many, without getting their bypass surgery done, without using medicines, they are able to open the blockage in their arteries. So this proof should be shown. So prepare such a game. Bap Dada will see. Acharya Baba, who are they? Baba's religious sports. So Bab Dada will see which wing will prepare such a group and bring in front of Bab Dada. In every ministry, this proof should be shown. If there is a proof shown to every ministry, then this news will spread automatically. And every department in the ministry or every ministry has a lot of money for every department, but then that money is not used in a worthwhile way. They can cooperate, but then they need some proof. Just as the rural development wing gave their proof to the government and the government has given help. Similarly, each wing should do it. They have adopted some villages, haven't they? So in this way, okay,
double foreigners.
All double foreigners stand up. All double foreigners, please stand up. All the double foreigners, please stand. Even the youth group, Kumar's retreat. The Kumar's, raise your hand, Kumar's in the youth, in the Kumar's retreat. Raise your hand high. Yes, yes, raise your hand high. Even. Kumar's retreat. I was looking around at all the double foreigners, at about 400 foreigners. Double foreigners. Have made very good programs for self-progress and Bab Dada heard the result of all the programs. Everyone has gone back very refreshed in the atmosphere of Madhuban. Even the teachers are serving them very well with great love. Therefore, the double foreigners are taking very good benefit, but then they are also giving benefit to others. So Bab Dada has heard the news and also got the result. It is very good. now, either it could be the youth or the teachers or the children, whatever programs you keep, Baba heard about everything. But now, there should be such a program where the double foreigners serve in Bharat and serve the VIPs of Bharat in every zone. So serve India project by double foreigners, Baba is referring to that. How the double foreigners serve the VIPs of Bharat. Also, there are many VIPs everywhere. The main ones in every country, also in India as well as in every country, the VIPs. Not the Brahmins. You have already made program for Brahmins. That is good. But then, on one side, let the Brahmins program go on. But then, Brahmin programs go on. But then, on the other hand, the VIP program goes on. Let this be announced in the media that how these people are taking benefit. Otherwise, you are doing very good service. Brahmins gather from many countries and come together in one place. This also is very beautiful in the Brahmin family. This is the beauty of the Brahmin family. So, just as now there was a program in the Middle East, you know, it was good, the sound was spread in the Middle East. I was referring to the program which took place in Bahrain recently, so I was saying, similarly, VIPs group should be brought together from different countries and served at the same time. It's good, is it not? This is good type of service. This one has taken the responsibility. Come forward, brother. I think Nizara, is it? Baba's referring to Dr. Nirmala. Dr. Nirmala. She has taken the responsibility. So Nirmala Didi is now in charge of Gyan Sarovar. So she has taken this responsibility. Now she will spend more time in Madhuban. India, Bharat and other countries, so she will pay attention to foreign countries as well as India and has taken this responsibility. This is why Bap Dada is proud of the double foreigners. Foreign lands and Bharat, you have the responsibility of both. How sweet. Baba put his hand of blessing on her head. Now, double foreigners too. We must have one topic and use that topic everywhere. Have a program in every country, in every big place, so that people come to know that the Brahma Kumaras are having a program everywhere with the same topic and at the same time. So you come together, hold a meeting and discuss on this, how you will keep such programs. So in Bharat as well as in foreign lands, it should be one topic everywhere. You like this idea, don't you? Okay. Bap Dada likes one thing very much of the double foreigners. Of course, they're different types, but then there's one thing of the double foreigners which Baba likes very much. There's, even if something is disturbing them or they have broken any principles, or they have done something which is not right, they are very honest. They write to Baba. They tell very openly. They don't keep it in their heart. They don't hide anything. They tell openly, very honestly. So whatever is in their heart, they don't allow to retain that for a long time in their heart. They do say it. So Baba says, this is very good. You must not allow it to be in your heart for long. Because if there's any weakness and you keep it in your heart for very long, then that will become a sanskar. It will become your nature. Therefore, if there's something which is pinching you, something which you think is not right in you, if you have any weakness in you, you tell it and change yourself. And some children are really very good. They say it openly, they tell honestly, and then they change themselves completely. This is something very good in you. Of course, all are not the same, but majority are very good in this way. Otherwise, you are progressing well and you will continue to progress more and more. Bhaktada is happy with you. Okay, you may sit down. Okay, what is to be done now?